Hey everyone. All right, well, after an awesome day yesterday with $7,000 in profit, today it's a red day recap. So where's the month of May? Here we are. So this is going to be my second red day of the month. Yeah, and the last red day was also a Tuesday. Last Tuesday I lost $6,500. Today I'm down $4,700, so $4,700. It was one of those days where I should have kind of gone with my instinct. The stock that I traded, I really wasn't sure about. It started to open up, it got halted. I guess I had a little FOMO, jumped in, coming out of circuit breaker halt, and it just dropped right back down. So I should have gone with my gut and just held off on that one, but once it was moving, once I had that rate of change, I guess I sort of talked myself into it, took the trade, lost some money. So, back from being up 7,000 to up only about 2,000 on the week, which means I've got $8,000 to get to my weekly goal, 10,000 a week. So, that's okay. I can do it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 more days, get back on it first thing tomorrow morning, 9:30, the bell will ring and I'm going to be ready to trade. All right. So as always, any questions, any comments, leave them below and I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning. What's up, everyone? All right, so today's gonna be red day recap. We'll go over the trades on ONCS. This is the only stock I traded. And the thing about this one is when I first saw it mentioned, I saw that it was a reverse split today. And I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. It's a reverse split. It does have news, as you can see right here in the news headline. And it wasn't one that I was really watching super closely. So the gap scanner had it on, as an 18% gapper, but it was showing as a 58 million share float. Now that actually wasn't accurate because the float was actually, 1/10 of that because of the 10-to-1 reverse split. So that meant the float was probably somewhere around 5-6 million shares. So I was like, okay, well that actually does fall into the range of float that I'm interested in. However, because the scans and because Trade Ideas shows it as a 58 million share float, I was worried that small cap traders just wouldn't notice it. They would look over, they would just skip over it and go on to the next one. So when it, started to pop up here, I was initially like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think people are going to see it. It's not going to hit these high day momentum scanners, the ones that I utilize. And of course, a lot of traders utilize similar scans. So I hesitated and it ended up squeezing up to a high of 488 and getting halted on a circuit breaker, and I wasn't in it. It then resumes from the halt and it squeezes up, and I was like, you know what? All right, I'm gonna jump in this. I jump in at 5, it squeezes up to 527, and then, well, you can see what happens. It comes all the way back down to 451. It looks like it was about to be halted. It popped up for a second, and then it slammed down to 408. So on this one, I should have just kind of gone with my instinct and left it alone. But I jumped in it. I took two trades. The first trade was right here. And then I got back in right here and I got back in too high and came back down. I stopped back out. So two trades, two losses, gives back more than half of yesterday's profit, which is, a bummer. I mean, it's, you never like to give back profit, and especially on something that really probably didn't have all that much potential. I mean, yes, it was a reverse split, but, the float appeared on Trade Ideas to be 58 million shares, which is a problem because so many people utilize these scanners. So when you have the wrong information there, it can really throw you off. JMU, likewise, this was wrong. It wasn't 385,000 share float. It was closer to 2.5 million. I didn't trade this one out of the gates. It just pretty much popped up for a second, sold off, and didn't give us any good opportunities. I saw DFFN pop up, a couple people mentioned it, right up to the 200 moving average on the daily, which is right around 541. Maybe one to keep an eye on tomorrow if it can, or maybe next week if it can break over that 200 and then it has room back up to 650. But without news, it wasn't able to make that move today, so nothing there. And the rest of the stocks on the Gap Scanner just didn't meet my criteria for one reason or another, and so I didn't end up getting a lot to work with today. You know, which is unfortunately sometimes the case. So today's gonna be one of those days where, you know, yesterday took 7 steps forward, today I'm taking 5 steps back, and yeah, I'm still net positive on the week, which is great. But now that I'm, you know, have given back a good amount of the profit, I'm gonna have to be careful, you know, as the week goes on, not to go into the red. I don't want to have a red week. That's the last thing I want. Now, if I don't make my full $10,000 weekly goal, that's okay, but I've got to have a green week. You know, that's really important for me. So that means tomorrow, probably bring back the focus a little bit on smaller share size, try to hit $1,000 of profit. Maybe 2,000, get my daily goal if we see something that looks good. Probably won't be swinging for the fences. And you know, CANF yesterday also probably weighed heavily on momentum with this midday secondary offering. I mean, this was brutal. Like, really, yikes. Just a massive drop here. So it was halted, it resumes, and then right, I mean, straight down. I mean, this thing just tanked. So, you know, when you have something like that happen, it can make long side traders a little bit nervous, and ONCS probably just wasn't the right one to be aggressive on. So, a little bit of a self-inflicted loss there, but that's okay. I'll bounce back from it. You know, be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9, 9:15, do our pre-market analysis. Hopefully, we have a decent gap scanner. We can find a couple good stocks to trade. All right, everyone. So, that's the game plan, and I will see you guys all first thing tomorrow morning. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.